In today's news headlines, the scandal over President Donald Trump using his office to solicit dirt on his political opponents from a foreign nation continues to roil Washington, D.C. On Thursday, Trump was caught on tape slamming the intelligence community whistleblower, who filed the original complaint that has now led to a formal impeachment inquiry against him. In a closed-door meeting, Trump suggested the whistleblower was a spy who deserved punishment.
Basically, that person never saw the report, never saw the call, meaning never saw the call, heard something, and decided that he or she, whoever the hell it is, sort of like almost a spy. I want to know who's the person that gave the whistleblower, who's the person that gave the whistleblower the information? Because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason. We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
That's a recording of Trump at a closed-door event on Thursday slamming the unnamed whistleblower at the heart of the complaint that has triggered an impeachment inquiry against him. The complaint was based on a phone call that Trump had had with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that White House staff scrambled to hide once it was apparent how the president had seemingly violated his oath of office. The complaint also referenced that Trump's National Security Council went to great lengths to store the transcript on a much more secure and hidden computer server than the usual servers. Meanwhile, the New York Times published a report based on internal sources that publicized identifying details about the whistleblower in a move that privacy advocates slammed. Given Trump's veiled threats, many accused the paper of putting a, quote, target on the whistleblower's back. Implicated in the complaint is Attorney General William Barr, who Trump repeatedly mentioned in his call to Zelensky, and who declined to pursue an inquiry when the complaint was brought to him. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Barr should not have been involved directly in the complaint that implicated him, and that the Attorney General has gone rogue. She said this in an interview on CNN.
Say the committee will make their own announcements about who they are calling in to be witnesses. I do think the Attorney General has gone rogue. He has for a long time now. And since he was mentioned in all of this, it's curious that he would be making decisions about how the complaint would be handled.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani has also been deeply implicated in the scandal. In an interview with The Atlantic, Giuliani, who has emerged as a major political liability for Trump, said, quote, "It is impossible that the whistleblower is a hero and I'm not. And I will be the hero. These morons, when this is over, I will be the hero." Meanwhile, Senator Kamala Harris, who is the former California State Attorney General, has said that Giuliani should be disbarred. Worried about the impeachment process, Trump said to reporters on Thursday, "What Democrats are doing to this country is a disgrace and it shouldn't be allowed. There should be a way of stopping it, maybe legally through the courts." He has also decided that Congressman Adam Schiff should resign for his handling of the complaint as head of the House Intelligence Committee. In immigration news, the Trump administration has formally cut the nation's refugee quota to only 18,000. That's just over half of the 30,000 accepted this year, a sharp decline from previous years. Meanwhile, a 33-year-old Indian man named Ajay Kumar has been released after a year in detention. Kumar protested the denial of his asylum claim by going on a hunger strike and losing about a third of his body weight. And the House of Representatives, for a second time, passed a bill overturning Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S. border. The Senate passed the same resolution a day earlier. Both chambers had passed the resolution in March, but Trump vetoed it. The second attempt to garner a veto-proof majority attracted more Republican votes, but still fell short of overcoming the president's inevitable veto. The American Medical Association has declared an epidemic of killings of transgender Americans after the murder toll hit 18 this year alone. Many of the killings are of transgender women of color. Last year, the number was 26. Mariah Moore of the Transgender Law Center told the New York Times, "We are the most afraid we've ever been, but we're also stronger than we've ever been." A white woman at a drugstore in Eagle Rock, Los Angeles, was caught on camera screaming racist and hate-filled epithets at a black woman. identified as Heather Patton. The woman raged, using the N-word multiple times, and fantasized about killing black people. Los Angeles police are pursuing it as a hate incident. And a 12-year-old African-American girl in Springfield, Virginia, was the victim of an attack from three white boys. The Washington Post said her, quote, classmates held her down, covered her mouth, called her insulting names, and used scissors to cut several of her dreadlocks from her head during recess in the playground. Fairfax County Police are investigating the incident. Amber Geiger, the white police officer who fatally shot her black neighbor, Botham Jean, is testifying at her trial this week. Geiger killed Jean in his own apartment, saying she mistook it for her apartment. She broke down in tears during her testimony. And police in South Haven, Mississippi, are claiming that a man fatally shot by one of their officers did not have constitutional rights. The incident took place 2 years ago when police entered the wrong home looking for a domestic violence suspect and ended up fatally shooting 41-year-old Ismael Lopez in the back of his head. His widow has filed a $20 million civil lawsuit, which police are now asking the judge to dismiss, saying that because Lopez was an undocumented immigrant, he had no constitutional protections. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have announced that vaping-related illnesses have jumped 52% from just 1 week ago. There are now 805 known cases of vaping-related illnesses and nearly a dozen deaths. The U.S. Senate on Thursday confirmed Eugene Scalia to head the U.S. Labor Department. Scalia, the son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, is an attorney who represented corporate employers. He will now oversee labor rights in the U.S. A week after the historic and record-breaking September 20th global climate strike that mobilized millions across the world, a fresh wave of actions launched this Friday. In New Zealand, 170,000 people are estimated to have marched to demand climate action. That's 3.5% of the nation's population. In international news, U.S. intelligence sources say they have confirmed that the Syrian government carried out a chlorine attack this past May as part of its ongoing war to squash a rebellion. According to the Wall Street Journal, the incident would mark the first confirmed violation of chemical weapons accord since a 2018 U.S. military strike on Syria over its alleged poison gas use. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States will not allow these attacks to go unchallenged, nor will we tolerate those who chose to conceal these atrocities. Saudi Arabia has announced a partial ceasefire in Yemen, its impoverished neighbor that it has been relentlessly bombing with U.S. backing for years. The decision came after Yemen's Houthi rebels announced a surprise unilateral ceasefire. And finally, Afghans will vote in elections on Saturday amidst an ongoing spike in violence. Postponed twice before, the stakes over the elections are high as the U.S. abruptly cut off peace talks with the Taliban. Taliban forces have been continuously attacking civilian areas through suicide bombings and car bombs, killing dozens each day in an effort to deter voters. Afghan government security forces are gearing up for violence at any of the nearly 5,000 polling stations throughout the country. And that does it for our news headlines today.